Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 371. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, Vilnius, February 4th, 1935, 8-day retreat. Jesus, King of Mercy, again the time has come when I am alone with you. Therefore, I beg you, by all the love with which your heart burns, to destroy completely within me my self-love, and on the other hand, to enkindle in my heart the fire of your purest love. In the evening, after the conference, I heard these words. I am with you. During this retreat, I will strengthen you in peace and in courage, so that your strength will not fail in carrying out my designs. Therefore, you will cancel out your will absolutely in this retreat, and instead, my complete will shall be accomplished in you. Know that it will cost you much, so write these words on a clean sheet of paper. From today on, my own will does not exist. And then cross out the page. And on the other side, write these words. From today on, I do the will of God, everywhere, always, and in everything. Be afraid of nothing. Love will give you strength and make the realization of this easy. In the fundamental meditation about the goal, that is, of choosing love, the soul must love. It has need of loving. The soul must divert the stream of its love, but not into the mud or into a vacuum, but into God. How I rejoice when I reflect on this, for I feel clearly that He Himself is in my heart, just Jesus alone. I love creatures insofar as they help me to become united with God. I love all people because I see the image of God in them. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, Vilnius, February 4th, 1935. From today on, my own will does not exist. And then the page is crossed out. The moment I knelt down to cross out my own will, as the Lord had bid me to do, I heard this voice in my soul. From today on, do not fear God's judgment, for you will not be judged. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, Vilnius, February 4th, 1935. From today on, I do the will of God, everywhere, always, and in everything. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, Vilnius, February 8th, 1935. Particular interior practice, that is, the examination of conscience, self-denial, denial of my own will. 1. The denial of my reason, subjecting it to the reason of those who represent God to me here on earth. 2. The denial of my will, doing the will of God, which is revealed in the will of those who represent God to me, and which is contained in the rule of our order. 3. The denial of my judgment, accepting immediately and without reflection, analysis, or reasoning all orders given by those who represent God to me. 4. The denial of my tongue. I will not give it the least bit of freedom, but in one case only I will give it complete freedom, that is, in proclaiming the glory of God. Whenever I receive Holy Communion, I will ask Jesus to fortify and cleanse my tongue, that I may not injure my neighbor with it. That is why I may have the greatest respect for the rule which speaks about silence. My Jesus, I trust that your grace will help me to carry out these resolutions. Although the above points are contained in the vow of obedience, I want to practice these things in a special way, because this is the essence of the religious life. Merciful Jesus, I beg you fervently to enlighten my mind so that I may come to know you better, you who are the infinite being, and that I may get to know myself better, who am nothingness itself. During an 8-day retreat, St. Faustina asks Jesus to completely destroy within her self-love and to enkindle in her heart the fire of divine love. Jesus instructs her to write on a clean sheet of paper, "From today on, my own will does not exist," and she was then to cross out that page. On the next page, she was to write, "From today on, I do the will of God, everywhere, always, and in everything." And she wrote all this out in her diary as instructed, and it is reproduced in the printed diary. Jesus promised that it would not be easy, that it would cost her a great deal, but that he would accomplish it in her. And Jesus told her to not be afraid, that she would find her strength in love, and that would make it easy to accomplish it. In her meditating on this goal, Faustina writes that the soul must love, must direct a stream of love toward God, and love God in other people. She loves others because she sees God's image in them. And when she crosses out the page about doing her own will, Jesus tells her that she no longer needs to fear God's judgment. She will not be judged if she always does Jesus' will. And then, in examining her conscience during the retreat, Faustina finds that she needs to check on her self-denial, if she is really denying her own will or not. And it involves denying her reason, her will, her judgment, and her tongue, all ways one can find reasons to oppose God's will. She asks Jesus to strengthen her when she receives Holy Communion, that she wouldn't injure other people by the things that she says. And she prays to be able to live her vow of obedience in a special way. She wants to know Jesus, and she wants to, in this way, come to know herself. We're probably not all called to live this heroic level of surrender like St. Faustina, but we are called to always be open to Christ's will and to try not to impose our own will. So let's ask Jesus for this grace.